Let's check in with Scott Petrick of the Chronicle Telegram. He's the Browns beat reporter who had a weekend to himself, I guess. I'm not quite sure how they do this. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys?
All right. On a weekend when there is no Browns, what occupies your time?
I actually had a family wedding in St. Louis.
Good for you.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Did anybody talk to you about the Browns, or do you kind of remain on the QT on that time?
No, that's all we talked about.
Well, you know, and it's even when the Browns, they played Thursday, didn't work out well against the Bengals, but then people started looking in the past and thinking, hey, this is that November week when the Browns announced that they, you know, were moving, or this is the November day where the Browns cut Bernie Kosar. So even when it's reminiscing, we're not looking at fondness, we're looking at pain from the past. But let's just review briefly a little bit about the Bengals and the Browns. It's kind of a game of sort of two halves. Are we looking now just to head towards the Steelers, or do we still have more reflection to look at from what happened last week?
Well, you know, I think you can reflect on what happened to Johnny Manziel. I mean, that's the story of the Bengals game to me, and it will likely be the story of the rest of the season. Is Johnny shown any progress? Do they give him the chance, the continued chance to show progress? You know, and he was a tale of two halves. He looked better than I thought he would in the first half. Made a few plays, albeit they were outside the pocket, which is how he seems to make most of his plays. And then in the second half, the Bengals kept him inside the pocket. He couldn't operate from inside there. He didn't get a whole lot of help, and the Browns were shut out in the second half for the second straight week. So, you know, Mike Pettine hasn't committed to sticking with Johnny for the rest of the season. I guess he could go back to Josh McCown, but to me it just makes sense to stick with Johnny and see what you have for the next 7 weeks.
Scott, since we last talked, Ray Farmer held a news conference. Were you there for that?
Yep.
Now, I haven't seen any of it. I've heard clips from it, but all I hear about is this sweat. And was he nervous? Was the room hot? Was he trying to avoid reporters' questions? How would you describe the whole thing?
Well, you know, he's sitting under the bright lights. You know, he had a jacket and a sweatshirt on, so maybe he wasn't dressed perfectly for the situation. You know, and you got a shaved or bald head, and I think that tends to sweat easier. So he asked for a towel in the middle of it and wiped off his head. So, you know, it was an easy kind of picture of a guy on the hot seat. You know, he's actually wiping sweat off his head. I don't know if he avoided questions. He didn't handle it particularly well, but I don't give him a pass, but I think it's understandable. The guy only talks a couple times a year, and that's just how he likes to do it. You know, this is his mid-season talk, and every question is a difficult question. Every question is, why did you do this wrong, and why is this negative thing happening? And it was like that for the whole 27 minutes or however long it was. And he didn't have great explanations. You know, why aren't your first-rounders playing? His explanation was, some guys come along at different rates. You know, why are you guys so bad? Well, the movie isn't over. You know, he didn't really and the problem is he doesn't have great answers. What's he going to say? All the guys they drafted stink? I mean, that's a worse answer than, I think they're going to get better in the future. It was a tough day for Ray. I don't know how he could have handled it better, but he didn't handle it particularly well.
That's a tough day for somebody anybody who would want to be a general manager and think, I'd like to be a general manager, pick the players, pick the thing, you know. This is when it really becomes tough, is when things aren't going your way. What do we see now moving forward? We got the Pittsburgh Steelers, who apparently now will be without Ben Roethlisberger, if that's the report that's out for this morning. So maybe there's a little bit, but that really doesn't explain what the Browns will be going to be able to do. Talk about the upcoming game against the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge challenge for this coaching staff, is to see if they can rally this team. You know, they had a long weekend. Guys are going to be rested. They have to come back and see if they can prove that they're willing to still play hard, that they can turn it around. The fact is, the Browns have, seven games left, and four of them are in the division. So they had a chance to play these teams that they're familiar with. They had a chance to beat their rivals You know, they go Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and then Pittsburgh to end the year. So they get the four teams left. You know, there's just a lot of question marks out there. This team is under, I don't know if they've underachieved from a record standpoint, but I think they've underachieved in certain aspects. The defense has definitely not lived up to expectations. Either has the offensive running game. And let's see if they can do anything to turn this around. It's a huge test for the coaches because nobody's job is secure for next year, and everybody knows that. And that's going to be the elephant in the room and the cloud hanging over the rest of the season is, do they have to do something in these last seven games to keep their jobs, whether that's win games or develop Johnny Manziel or whatever that is? They need to do something to prove that they deserve to come back next year, and that's a big question mark.
Seasons in the past, a Steelers-Browns game would, if we won a Steelers game, that would make things right for a while. It seems like, you know, that was, even if, no matter how things are going, if we beat the Steelers, at least there's something. I have a sense this year, even if we do beat the Steelers, we're still going to have an empty feeling about this.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Now, I guess we might feel differently Sunday night if it went the other way and the Browns won in Pittsburgh. But I think if it comes against Landry Jones and not against Ben Roethlisberger, I think there would be a certain emptiness there. Pittsburgh's not who they usually are, although they're above 500 and after a tough late win yesterday, and they're poised to make a playoff run if they can win games without Ben in there. So they're not going to take this game any less seriously. They know that, hey, this is a Browns team. We can win, and we need to get a win without Ben. But I think you're right. But having said that, if the Browns could sweep Pittsburgh here, you know, this week and then in the finale at home, sweep Baltimore, which is still on the table, including a Monday night game in a couple of weeks, then people might feel that, hey, maybe Mike Pettine's got a little something going if he could win four games in the division in one season. Nobody's done that since the Browns have been back in 99.
This is an odd month of November, the way the schedule lined up. We had a Thursday game. We've got a Monday game. So our Sundays are kind of – and then there's a bye in the middle. So we're already have – there's only two more games in November left for the Browns. But I don't know how that's going to play out with just sort of the extra time or something.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, from a my perspective, from a beat writer perspective, it's okay, where are these stories going to come from? You know, there's a lot of dead time. You know, there's always something that comes up. But it is an interesting schedule, and it's tough. You know, if the Browns had won, then it'd be great because you'd have all this time off, and you'd get your body be back, and the mindset would be so positive. But now it's going to be, can these guys rally with so much negativity around them and so much time off coming up? You know, can they stay focused and rally? And that's a tough task for Mike Pettine.
Scott, we're at the halfway point. It's been a tough go so far. Is there a player or two, maybe off the radar screen a bit even, who's really impressed you? Somebody who has caught you by surprise, who's really doing a good job?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess I'd start with Gary Barnidge, the tight end. You know, he's having a Pro Bowl-type season, and the guy's 30 years old, and he's come out of nowhere to have this kind of season. And that just doesn't happen when guys are 30. But he's played extremely well, and he's among the leaders at tight end. Travis Benjamin has had a good year at receiver. You know, and I would include Josh McCown. You know, the guy's in the top, I don't know, 12 in the league in quarterback rating. If you told me he would have the kind of start that he had this year, there's no way I would thought the Browns would be 2-7. You know, but that just shows you that the rest of the team is disappointed. He's been able to throw the ball with success. Made a couple mixed mistakes, a couple big mistakes, but overall, I think he's been a pleasant surprise.
What's the health of the team going into the Pittsburgh game?
Yeah, well, I mean, you hope with the long weekend you get some guys back from concussion, but you never know with concussions. I mean, Joe Hayden's had two since October 11th. We don't know about Whitner. I think Andrew Hawkins looked, which you can't just tell by looking at a guy, but we saw him before the Bengals game, and he looked like he was getting closer to playing. But you don't know. You know, Joel Bitonio, the left guard, turned an ankle. I think he'll be able to go. But it should be better, but it's not going to be perfect.
Well, it's the Steelers week, and usually there's a little bit of momentum building into that. We'll see how things go against the Browns and the Steelers again in Pittsburgh. We'll talk again next Monday, Scott. Thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
All right. See you, guys.